Okay, now my beautiful friends, one more second. There's so many beautiful people I want to talk to. Maybe you have time to come here. And Chief Penny will be here tomorrow. And Stuart. Beautiful friends of the history. You know why we count after the moon and not after the sun? Because the sun doesn't know our dreams, only the moon. And you know what we are dreaming? One day, one day, one day. But this is not the end of the dream. There's another end to the dream. One day, one day.
Thank you.
Shabbos, you have to mention the Hailing of Hashem. The Hailing of David Lakers on his way to Hashem for Yom Kippur was crazy. The horse died, a wheel came off. He's 2 kilometers out of Mezhebush, and it's Mamish Lake. He sees 10 people standing on the highway, and they say, Rabbi, could you please daven with us? We are 9 Yidden here in a little shtetl, and we need 1 more Yid for a million. He says, I'm 2 kilometers from Mezhebush. I have to be by the Baal Shem Tov. It's crazy. He didn't bother. Just kept on going. He arrives at Mezhebush, and the Hailing of Baal Shem Tov doesn't talk to him. So broken, he thinks he knows what he did. Finally, Shanarabi breaks down. He says, Rebbe, why didn't you talk to me? He says, do you know that you only came to the world to daven with us 9 Yidden? You know, friends, I don't know. Hear me, hear me. We're singing together and davening together. Mamash, begging God, there should be peace in Yerushalayim, peace in the world. And we should have a lichtig event, a warm event, a zis event. I don't know who is here who had to daven with us, with him, with her. But just bless you and me that if he did, we should be part of the fixing of our neshama. And I bless you tonight. Have a gewalt and have a malke. Everybody knows, David HaMelech, you eat another malke, you wash, and you eat another malke. David HaMelech himself is praying you up. There's a story, a Yid was sentenced to Siberia, and his best friend went to the Hailing Shinabun. He says, I'm at the end, my best friend is sentenced to Siberia for lifetime. He says, if you can swear to me that whatever I tell your friend he'll do, I get him out. He came out from Siberia, went straight to the Hailing Shinabun, and he thought, who knows what the Rebbe will tell me, but anything in the world, I'll do it. And Yeshiva says to him, I want you to swear to me that Motzei Shabbos you'll wash on eat another malke. He says, Rabbi, that's all I missed. He says, I want you to know, I promised David HaMelech that you will eat another malke every Motzei Shabbos. And the Holy Gezi said, David HaMelech himself. God, Yanam Samaria. He says, Rabbi, I don't understand. It's not in proportion. I'm eating my Shabbos of a Malka in David HaMelech, gets me out of Siberia. He says, don't you understand? David Malka Mashiach. David HaMelech looks at every year that Mashiach says. We always think a Jew has to do who knows what. And David HaMelech, the smallest thing a Yidah does. So precious. I want to bless you and me. We should have a little bit of Mashiach's eyes. For ourselves, ask God. Somebody else, the smallest thing. So precious.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Shalom.